The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, December the 4th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Congress moves the Trump wall debate down the road. Also on the Monday rundown, pressure growing on immigration detention facilities in the wake of a death. Plus opponents rally over a sale of public lands for drilling. First, here's our top story. Political reporting, Congress punting its shutdown fight over President Donald Trump's border wall until just before Christmas, delaying a brutal battle after the death of President George H.W. Bush essentially shut down the Capitol this week. House leaders unveiled a bill Monday afternoon that will extend government funding until December the 21st, moving a partial shutdown date 2 weeks down the road from this Friday's deadline. Political ads, while lawmakers are hopeful that more negotiating time will help resolve a prolonged standoff around Trump's demand for $5 billion in wall funding, people in both parties lamented that 2 more weeks is unlikely to do much to change the overall dynamics of the impasse. Meantime, the death of an asylum seeker in custody in the Northwest Detention Center is igniting concerns about immigrant detention facilities all across the nation. More on the story from Eric Tegenoff.
Russian asylum seeker Mergen Sana Amar died last week at a hospital in Tacoma, where he had been on life support after a suicide attempt. Amar had been in federal immigration custody since December 2017, at one point holding a 2-month hunger strike over conditions at the facility. He was denied asylum status in August. Members of Washington's congressional delegation are calling for a federal investigation into his death. Congressman Adam Smith says there are many concerns over the Tacoma facility, including the quality of food and health care, that raise flags about detention among himself and his colleagues.
Does that really make sense to detain someone who poses no threat to the community? So we have been pushing very hard for alternatives to detention.
The Northwest Detention Center is run by the private company Geo Group. Smith says he and his colleagues are calling on an investigation from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General. In September, the Inspector General concluded a California immigration center run by Geo Group, where a man killed himself last year, posed significant health and safety risks.
12 people have died while in ICE custody during fiscal year 2017. That's the most since the year 2019. At the same time, detainees staging hunger strikes against poor conditions are putting these facilities under intense scrutiny. It may be cold outside in Michigan, but the temperature is rising in Lansing, as protesters say they don't want the legislature there to undercut the will of voters, made clear during the election just a month ago today.
Groups including Good Jobs Now, We the People, and the Sunrise Movement are bringing people in from across the state to pack committee hearing rooms and fight any attempt to subvert the policies people endorsed in the midterm elections. Sam Inglot with Progress Michigan says the state would be better off if lawmakers just took off for the holiday break a few weeks early.
They need to just leave well enough alone and go home. There's not a single policy that's really been introduced that helps working families or improves our democracy or opens up more transparency. In fact, we're seeing the exact opposite.
Come January, Republicans will lose their supermajority in both houses of the state legislature, and they'll face a new Democratic governor, secretary of state, and state attorney general. So they've proposed a measure to strip away some of the power of those offices. And the House could vote as early as today to amend the new sick leave law and weaken the new minimum wage by exempting tipped workers. Conservatives argue they are trying to correct policies they believe are excessive. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And similar partisan moves are currently underway in Wisconsin, where the legislature there is trying to tie the hands of the incoming Democratic administration and force it to continue supporting a lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act. Here's Tramell Gomes.
Groups like One Wisconsin Now claim the last-minute push by the GOP-controlled legislature to change the upcoming presidential primary date and neuter Governor-elect Tony Evers' influence over his state agencies is an assault on democracy. Mike Brown is deputy director of the organization, which successfully challenged previous attempts to limit early voting, which they believed targeted African-American voters.
The underlying theme, though, is that it's just incredibly disrespectful to the 2.6 million plus voters who cast a ballot in this most recent election and made a choice and sent a message. You know, Democrats were elected to every statewide office on the ballot.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald downplayed concerns and criticism. The GOP held a similar power grab 2 years ago in North Carolina.
And finally, Ross Brown tells us New Mexico is becoming an energy sacrifice zone, according to those who oppose the sale of 84,000 acres of state lands for oil and gas drilling.
The sell-off will include 46,000 acres in the culturally significant Greater Chaco region. It's scheduled despite 10,000 citizen protest comments, according to Maya King Flaherty with the Sierra Club Rio Grande chapter. She says the BLM is showing chronic disregard for public concerns, community health impacts, and tribal consultation.
By holding this rally, we are demonstrating that we demand justice, justice for the environment, for tribes, and the public health, and that New Mexico is not going to continue to be a sacrifice zone for industry profit.
King Flaherty says the BLM's rush to hold the sale and align with the Trump administration's energy dominance goal included a reduction in time for public comments.
New Mexico's boom and bust oil and gas industry is once again in a boom cycle. The state is now the third largest producer in the United States. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. And we're online at publicnewsservice.org.